Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what people aren't talking about? The fact that Memphis lost to Toronto on Sunday night. Because nobody cared.
Yep.
The league didn't care. Frankly, yes, we were all pulling for the Grizzlies, but everybody's also, you know, locked in to, okay, what's going to happen when Ja Morant returns from this one-game suspension, and obviously he served it against Toronto. Grizzlies lost 117-104. What was overshadowed, again, by all this Ja stuff was the fact that Jaren Jackson Jr. had 20 points in this game, one of his better offensive games of the season. You end up coming up short, though, against a Toronto team as a first back-to-back set of wins this year. That's not very good.
Nope.
And you kind of just see what this thing is when Ja's not out there. Remember, this dude saved you against Phoenix and New Orleans.
Yep, won the games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, listen, while I understand Isolo challenging Ja after you mail it in the second half, let's not act like there's a whole heck of a lot out there to work with and to win games with if he's not on the floor. Or to... frankly, to sell tickets to.
$2 is what the get-in is tonight at the low, the Tick Picks and some of these sites. ESPN actually put it on as a story out there.
Penny Hardaway could get in for $2, and of course he'd get in for, but Penny could pay $2 to go see his former player, Jalen Duren, coming off of 33-11. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, that is crazy cheap to get in.
Yep.
Yeah, take advantage. Pre-game 6:30, right here, be listening to that. Pregame 6:30 at 90, on 92.9 FM ESPN, and then, like we said, Eric Hasseltine will have you on the call at 7. That's the game tonight against Detroit. Obviously, the part of a back-to-back after the loss to Toronto. But everybody ain't talking about that, back to the point. They're talking about what's going on with the Grizzlies and Ja. And so was Draymond Green. And so this is what we talked about. This is what you open yourself up to, and Ja, we're talking to you. Again, can understand frustrations, working it out with Isolo, but you can't go public with it because this is how they talk about you.
When I saw his comments, I found those interesting, but all they did was confirm to me what I was watching. When we got on that plane, I was telling Steph, like, man, Ja ain't in it at all. Like, it looked like something happened. Like, Ja, it ain't Ja. Like, he was giving the ball to Cam Spencer and kind of going to stand in the corner. You know, so you could tell, and Steph was like, huh, quiet protest going on, huh? And I was like, that's what it looked like. And then obviously after the game, we saw the comments. I was like, yep. And rightfully so, there was something going on. And so when you see this, this leaves you in a space of, is this the beginning of the end? And it takes you back to Taylor Jenkins getting fired and them hiring assistant, just moving, bumping the assistant coach up. When you looked at their team, Jaren, Ja, and those guys, I think they rocked with Taylor Jenkins. I truly in my heart believe that they rocked with Taylor Jenkins. So if that's the case and you just up and fire him, you're almost signaling to Ja and possibly Jaren that you really don't give a damn what they think about who's coaching them. And so when I look at this suspension, I say, okay, they didn't hire an assistant coach who I'm almost certain that Ja didn't really sign off on. But they're showing you they don't care what you think. And usually when they show stars that they don't care what you think, the next move is usually you.
That's what you. That's what Jaws opened us up to. Now, a couple things. It's interesting to hear Draymond say talk about this and discussing it with Steph as they're watching it sort of unfold. That's his version of things. But to hear him say that Steph sort of recognized it as a quiet protest the second half against the Lakers, right? Like they were watching it. Either way, they'd obviously heard about it, and Draymond's heard about it, and this is what we said. This is why Ja Morant is a professional. He can't go public. And speaking specifically to the scrum right in front of your locker, where you're saying it's on the coaching staff, ask the coaching staff, you know, it's probably about me not playing or playing, you know, not playing. You can't do that and expect things like this not to happen. That Shams not to come asking what's going on. And then for Draymond to come in, and the part I agree with, okay, it did look like a quiet protest. We've said it. We may never know why Ja Morant got mad at halftime because things look to be going pretty well. They got that part. It feels like Draymond got that part of the story right. Looked like a quiet protest. Still like to know what Ja's issue was at halftime, what happened there, because clearly something did. But where they go wrong, I feel like, or at least too far into speculation, is Draymond going down this road that this is about Taylor Jenkins. And I'd say this to that. You know, you have to go back and look at those last days of Taylor. Remember, he wasn't playing Zach Edey. They weren't using pick and roll. It had gone away from it. In fact, excuse me, we had questioned why, because Taylor Jenkins knew better than anybody, having coached Ja for as many years as he did, that Ja's at his best when the pick and roll is rolling. When you got Edey up there, whatever, your space mover, space eater, whatever you want to call it, your screen guy, that's Ja at his best. So why would they go away from that? Yet we knew it was happening, and what happened when Isolo got the job? Zach Edey's right back in there, and they're going to it, and Ja put up some great numbers in the immediate. He said everything was good. Now, some of that could have been lip service, but the issue, the reason I think we believed him, I'll just make the case, is because the numbers were good on the floor. And remember, all we've heard about Isolo's unproven offense in the NBA, it still is, his unproven system, is how it features the lead guard. And frankly, and Drew Hill and Harrington and DeMichael have been writing about this, it doesn't feature as much bigs like Jaren Jackson Jr. And we've seen sort of that, Jaren trying to feel his way out through this. This thing's geared towards Ja, and we saw it immediately when Isolo got the job. And so for Draymond to go down that road and say, well, this is about Taylor Jenkins, when frankly Jenkins wasn't running what Ja needed at the very end. Jenkins had gone rogue, you know? And frankly, I didn't blame him. We talked about it. You kind of got undercut. Frank, I kind of saw it coming. Figured this guy, you done brought in his replacement. He's probably going to go rogue on you at some point, and he did. Back to it, that goes up to the decision Kleinman made to sort of pit those two. But back to the point, Ja seemed fine. And Ja had the numbers to seem fine. And that's the part Draymond's not including. You know, we did the offseason. We did the preseason stuff. Ja said all the right things in media day about Isolo and all those guys. Again, a lot of that can be lip service. But when the numbers are good, you feel like, okay, he's good with Isolo, at least in that sense, that I got an offense down. It's going to feature me. It's about me. It's going to make sure we got a screener for me. And you'd be down with that. It's part of the reason why Brad and I were talking their first hour. Like, there had to be some sort of understanding between Zach Kleiman, Tuomas Isolo, and Ja Morant as the face of your franchise. When you're bringing Isolo on board, that this was going to be good for Ja. There had to be some acceptance there. Now, whether Ja still had some lingering questions, all that, maybe we'll never know. Because I figured next time Ja's going to be asked about this, it's going to be all to the good. Everything's good. Everything's good. But he had to be on the same page at some point. The numbers were good. And so I think Draymond, in his effort, again, to be, you know, to have something to, you know, folks come in and listen to, I think he goes too far to a point that I feel like it's, I mean, he says almost, I think they rocked with Taylor Jenkins, and makes the case that because he thinks that Ja's still on the Taylor Jenkins train is the reason you're getting silent protest, and a sign that the Grizzlies, as he put it, don't give a damn about who's coaching you, or give a damn about what you think. That can get you into all sorts of problems, because now you got let's be real. Ja Morant cares about what people like Draymond. It's one thing if it's just a couple people. Usually he cares about anybody that's tweeting at him. But if Draymond says, now this organization doesn't care about Ja Morant or who he wants as coach, man, that's something that you, like I said, now you got to address this, right? So they're, whether it's right or wrong, we feel like it's probably wrong. Ja, at some point, like this East Low offense, you got to come back out because Draymond's saying this. He's going to have half the league believing it. That you're, because what he's using as evidence, he's not using the whole picture. He's just using that second half, silent protest. They fired Taylor Jenkins, 9 games left. It was weird. Looks to me like Ja was always on board with Taylor. When we know there had to be a lot more to it, and we saw in the immediate those that were watching, Draymond apparently wasn't, it got better for Ja. Ja certainly, that body language said he liked those numbers after Isolo took over. Because immediately, Zach Edey's back in there, and you're setting him back up. Like, we saw that. So again, to pin this on Jenkins is wrong to do. But he's not using the whole picture here. That said, the part that it's fair to do, and I go again, it goes back to responsibility, the responsibility of being a professional. This is why you don't call out essentially your head coach in his first full year publicly by doing the handling it the way that you did. There's a real way to go about this for stars. Like, I can understand some of your frustrations even. You do this in-house. You keep this in-house. So if nothing else, no mouths can open up about where you are with Isolo and about, more importantly, where you are with the franchise. You got Draymond out here saying that Zach Kline in the front office don't care about what Ja Morant thinks off this mess. Well, Ja, you opened Pandora's box. You opened us up to this. Goes back to responsibility of a professional. Yeah, and I love Ja to death. I want it to work here. Want everybody to be on the same page. Should have been more on the same page than it appears you are. What are we doing? Now, maybe eventually we'll just see that Ja's never going to get right. Mr. Can't get right. And that you do have to trade him. God forbid you wonder if you're ever going to have anything as potentially box office as he is. He's been box office when he's on the floor. But, let's think about the Grizzlies as a top seed in the West and things rocking and where it could go. Potentially best box office star you'll ever have. You know, you go make a trade for that. Who knows what that return's going to be? It's certainly going to be less than the potential of Ja Morant. You know, that could lead you into an abyss. Heard Harrington and Jeff discussing this morning. They're absolutely right. Look at that Toronto team. They had a bunch of early picks. Just a bunch of wings, bunch of talent. Sure, there's talents. It doesn't fit together. Like, my point, you can make picks after, that was their point as well. And they're right. You can make pick after pick after pick after pick in the lottery. Hit on players that, yeah, individually look great, should be parts of something whole and that looks good. But that thing's been a mess with Toronto. All they got, a bunch of 6'8", 6'9", dudes all do the same thing. And they're not getting anywhere. Yeah. Did just beat you without Ja Morant on the floor. But that's the point, is you could go into an abyss if you just trade Ja and say, we'll take our chances here. Ja could force their hand. He could force the Grizzlies' hand. Especially when you create this kind of, unfortunately, it's a nationally relevant mess the Grizz have on their hands that they have to now clean up tonight. Whether it's the first time Ja's approached with a mic or a recorder or Isolo after the game, nobody's going to care about that result tonight as much as they're going to care about asking those parties involved, have you guys smoothed this out? What's going on? You know, and that's unfortunate. And as much as I'm pushing back on Draymond for the basis of his argument that this is about being aligned with Taylor Jenkins in a bad offense for Ja, which I don't buy. As much as we can push back on that, Ja has opened this door for the speculation. You got Draymond saying it on Odyssey. Draymond's now one of us. He's a colleague. He comes on here with this stuff. Ja opened the door, though. I can't sit here and only be mad at Draymond, be frustrated with Draymond.
No, you can't be frustrated at Draymond. You open yourself up for this. It's a setup.
Of course, he's going to give you the surface look.
Yeah.
He just thinks it's about Taylor Jenkins.
And he can say whatever he wants. And it's up to you to filter this crap out, you know, which is, clearly he has not been able to filter out noise or social media, it appears.
So see Zach Kline, this goes up. You got Draymond Green out here saying that now you guys don't care about who Ja Morant wants as the coach because it doesn't look like it's working for him based on that silent protest against L.A., which is a story you shouldn't have to address. But Ja's put you in a position where you at least need to clean it up optically. Maybe you've said all you're going to say with the release, the conduct detrimental to the team. I do think, again, Ja had put them in a position where they had no choice but to suspend him and make news. You're going to let him show up the head coach after the game when after he's been challenged? What does that do to Isolo's credibility in that locker room with the rest of those players? You know, is anybody going to buy into Isolo and his system if Jai ain't buying in? If they see the lead dog not buying in? Messy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.